Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. Civic Daily Scan, September 4, 2026, in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Today's biggest household-facing civic stories are about childcare help, the cost of borrowing, rural healthcare access, and the rules for casting a mail ballot. The common thread is that federal decisions often set the money or the baseline rules, while states and local agencies decide how services and elections work on the ground. A popular video lead about a driver passing a stopped school bus was checked first, but it did not point to a verified public policy development with national briefing value, so it is not included. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Child care aid waitlists now reach hundreds of thousands of children. Associated Press reporting found that, as of this spring, hundreds of thousands of children were on child care assistance waitlists in 23 states and Washington, D.C. Families who qualify can still be waiting because these programs have limited funding. The assistance is federally funded with state participation, and states run enrollment and wait lists. What to watch? Watch state budget decisions and the next federal spending negotiations before the current stopgap funding law expires on December 11, 2026. Also watch whether states shorten wait lists, especially for foster families, homeless families, and parents required to work or attend school.
Headline 2. Federal Reserve Governor says the next inflation report could shape a September rate vote. Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller said September 3 that he would lean toward holding interest rates steady if August inflation data show continued improvement. But he said he could support a rate increase if inflation comes in stronger than expected. The Fed's next policy meeting is September 15th through 16th. What to watch? The Bureau of Labor Statistics is scheduled to release the August Consumer Price Index on September 11th. Then the Federal Open Market Committee will decide whether to hold or change its benchmark rate on September 15th through 16th.
Headline 3. North Carolina begins sending mail ballots while federal court fights continue. North Carolina is beginning broad mail ballot distribution for the November midterm election. State election officials say voting by mail remains available under current state rules. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to remove a lower court block on parts of the administration's proposed federal mail ballot system. What to watch? Watch for Supreme Court action and for any official instruction from your state or county election office. The next key dates are each state's ballot mailing, registration, request, and return deadlines, not social media claims about a nationwide change.
Headline 4. Missouri Supreme Court says older congressional map must be used in November unless voters approve the new one. Missouri's Supreme Court unanimously ruled September 3rd that a referendum on the state's new congressional map is allowed under the Missouri Constitution. The court said the newer map cannot be used in the November general election unless voters approve it first. The map adopted after the 2020 census remains in effect for now. What to watch? Missouri election officials must finalize the November ballot and administer the general election using the older map under the state court's ruling. The state attorney general has said she plans to appeal, so any federal court filing or U.S. Supreme Court action is worth watching.
Headline 5. Indiana receives $120 million for rural healthcare projects. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced September 3rd that Indiana will receive $120 million through the federal Rural Health Transformation Program. Indiana plans to use the money across 8 regional coalitions for maternal and infant care, primary and behavioral health care, transportation to appointments, workforce training, nutrition support, and telehealth-related services. What to watch? Watch for Indiana's regional grant details, contracts, service start dates, and public reporting on whether the money produces more appointments, workers, transportation options, or local care capacity.
Headline 6. Great Lakes invasive carp barrier work resumes after federal stop work order is lifted. Work may resume on the Brandon Road Interbasin Project near Joliet, Illinois, after the Trump administration lifted a stop work order this week. The Army Corps project is designed to keep invasive carp from reaching the Great Lakes. The project had been paused since July without a public explanation, according to reporting from the Associated Press. What to watch? Watch for a public Army Corps schedule, an explanation for the earlier pause, and whether work continues without another interruption. Congress can also press the agency for details because it authorized and funded the project.
Headline 7. EPA proposal would leave public notice rules for many smaller air permits to states and local agencies. The Environmental Protection Agency has proposed ending the minimum federal requirement that states and local agencies give the public notice and a chance to comment before issuing certain smaller source air permits. The proposal does not change pollution limits itself. It would let state and local air agencies decide whether and how to provide public participation for these permits. What to watch? Watch for EPA's final rule or withdrawal of the proposal. Also watch your state and local air agencies. Even if EPA removes the federal minimum, they can keep or strengthen their own notice and comment rules.
Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Use an action pack to run deeper, cited research on candidates, ballot measures, public officials, and local political news. Now, back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the linked sources, verify updates with the Responsible Government Office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. whatsmypolitics.us. A smarter way to apply technology.